Welcome to the Trailhead, where trails start and stories unfold. Welcome to the show, everyone. Now here's JD.
Or DJ, depending on who you're asking. Welcome to the Trailhead, everybody. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you? Hey, who's the voice on the star video?
Who'd you say what?
She wants to know who the voice is on the intro.
Oh, that's AI. Oh. And it's controversially, it is George Carlin's voice, and because I'm a huge George Carlin fan. So someday, if we ever go legit, I'll have to give up using it. But for right now, it's fun. So, fair, right? But in all fairness, I did train it on his actual voice, so I'm not going to lie about that shit. I'm already on NSA list, so. I'm not really worried about it. Yeah. Cool. All right. So tonight we've got myself. I'm JD. Ryan, welcome. Welcome back.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah.
We didn't. I feel like we didn't scare you off too hard. So, yeah. All right.
Well, now I'm around with Jason, so we'll see how toe-to-toe we go with this one.
Oh, yeah. I feel like this is a...
completely downhill, or just...
We may have it can do both. I think it can do both. Mm-hmm.
Just all right, cool.
We'll see.
I'm here for it. Jason, yeah. Lily, welcome back.
Yay! Hi!
Feel like I haven't seen you guys in forever.
Yeah, we were busy. Doing February
and Jason, I'll do this correctly so that we can do this properly. Congratulations on your retirement, sir.
Thank you.
And thank you for your service.
Yeah, it was my birthday too.
Oh, nice. And you still have a liver.
I found out today. I think somebody said, how many livers do I have?
One.
You only have one. Yeah. That's why they tell you not to abuse it.
There's a lot out there, but you only have one.
Oh. Yeah. I think it's still in there.
Okay.
Well, the question with this one.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. I'm only nice to mine now because I did so much damage to it back in the day. So. All right.
Not once. YOLO.
The most impressive thing about Jason is that he's still able to drink water.
That's right.
27.
Like, I have a hard time looking at it.
Keeps me young. That's a medium one. There's a little one.
So wait, are you saying it's basically a preservatant?
No. Sorry. I'm gonna have to go off food.
What's Lily's drinking some blue shit?
Yeah, there's too much Red Bull in Jaeger.
Red Bull in Jaeger. But he does Monster in Jaeger. Maybe that's why he's different.
Monster's way better than Red Bull.
Jason's kidneys and liver are all working overtime.
Kidneys, that's what it is.
You have two kidneys, yes.
I have two of those, so I'm good.
Theoretically, you could afford to lose one. You shouldn't try to, but theoretically, you could afford to lose one, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Insurance.
I mean,
the doctors will put me back together.
Jeep parts.
Yeah, I'll trade parts for organs.
You can get one kidney and you can work off one kidney. I mean, you can get what, 15, 10, 15 for a kidney? What can you get for a kidney?
What's a kidney do?
I don't know. I don't want to Google it because I don't want to end up on that list. I don't. All right. Well, welcome to the next live edition of our show. So tonight we are live on Instagram and YouTube. And right. We will be taking questions and feedback. If you want to tell Jason exactly what you feel about him, if you don't want to do it to his face, you can call us at 719-408-0132.
They're all
we'd love to get a voicemail. I know they are. It's all right. Well, you know what? So what will happen someday is that someone will leave us a voicemail and then we'll play it. And then it will open the floodgates. And then we will get a lot of people that won't want to leave a voicemail. So
yeah,
someone needs to be the trendsetter. Is it you?
Huh. What?
I can't do the dramatic pause. It's not me. All right. So to that end, since we're on contact stuff, visit us at thetrailheadnetwork.com. I'm not going to go through socials and all the rest of that stuff anymore. Everybody's linked on the website. There's a page that has all of our profiles and all of our Instagram stuff. So if you've got any questions, you can also hit us up there. There's a blog with news and other stuff that you can get information from. You can subscribe to the newsletter there as well. And then you can also check out the details on the swag pack that we're going to give it 50 reviews. We don't have any new reviews this week. We are currently stuck at 12. I'm feeling very disheartened about that right now. We'll see what happens after I get back from vacation. So who knows?
I was going to do a post about it, about the reviews, so they can get stickers. But yeah, you guys never send me your sexy pics to do the reel about that.
You have plenty of me.
Well, I want some DJ and Jane.
Sexy pics. Wait a second here. I don't know. Are these sanctioned sexy pics? What are we talking about here?
He's probably going to make another.
Oh, you mean the pictures of like all of the product? Okay, let's go with that. Yeah, it's all the products. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I can't look. I'm way too heavy to be doing pictures on the hood of my Jeep. I'm just way too heavy.
Way too heavy. I mean, you can just try.
I've thought about it. Like, just,
Ryan.
Well, not think of being cheap parts for it.
Hey, no. Ryan, can you shift to your left? Hang on a second for Instagram to update.
Lily's trying to line us up for the Insta.
Your other left.
People wants to see that
way. Yes, that way.
I like how Lily's cropped you out completely, Jason.
Yeah.
That's all right. People want to see her, not me.
Am I getting it?
Left.
Oh, you're almost there. Almost there. You're halfway there. There you
go. At least we're entertaining people with this. Yeah.
You know, my screen is going here.
Yeah, but you are in the live video.
Oh, come back. Come back the other way. Back towards camera.
All right. So Ryan, here's the key. You got a Yeti sticker right behind you. And if you stand right in front of the Yeti sticker, that's your money shot.
I seen the one that says DP.
What's DP means?
Double penetrate. No, never mind. Sorry. You were really close.
Yeti. Okay, wait. Hold on. I got you.
But Mac works.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Now if you sit down. You're perfect.
No.
Right there. Nope. Back a little bit. Oh, that's money right there.
Beatrice is not wrong. There you go.
All right.
How are you gonna see it for the podcast videos?
We can still see you, so I'm looking at you guys. And this—I know this makes for compelling radio, everybody. I can actually see you all in the 16:9. So we're all good here. You managed to do this, Lily. I can't believe you managed to frame this properly. I'm proud of you. All right. It's okay. You don't. It's better to not be distracted by yourself.
I can't see myself.
I get distracted by everything all the time.
No, not you, Jason. All right. So, leave us a review. The first 50 we'll throw into a raffle, and then we'll give away a swag pack. There's an 8-gang switch panel, some T-shirts, and whatever else we manage to get between now and then, and throw into the package. I'm going to Vegas. Who knows? I might, if I win big, I'll throw something in there.
When are you going to Vegas?
We leave on Sunday. So
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we do. Jen's a glutton for punishment out there. So, and we don't do a lot of gambling. We tend to just do a lot of stuff. So we'll be there Sunday and then leave the following Sunday. We'll get there Monday and then leave the following Sunday.
Nice.
Dude, I gamble all the time, man. Gamble with my liver.
We're aware of you. Yes.
We're aware of
that. I feel like right now, I feel like somebody spiked my Monster. Every time I pour a Monster in my cup, it tastes more like Jaeger.
You probably spiked your Monster.
I just opened it.
I see you. Okay, you're so fine.
Lily knows. That's my question.
All right, cool. If you have off-roading news or an event you'd like to promote, get a hold of us at the Trailhead Network as well. And yeah, that's all. That's all the housekeeping I had for just general stuff. I didn't want to get into real deep this week with anything, and then no news this week or anything. I wanted to just sit back and focus you guys. I feel like I haven't seen Jason and Lily in like a month. They have not had a chance to read to meet Ryan. So everybody, hello to everybody. Ryan, hi. Jason, Lily. Jason,
Lily. Ryan, Lily. Lily passed me the duties of replying, and I failed. I can't even figure out how to wave on that thing.
Oh, I don't. I can't do all of that stuff and this. I can barely do this stuff.
Lily got this stupid like privacy screen on her phone, and it's fucking like super thick. And every time she's like type something, but it won't register. And I get so frustrated. I just want to throw the phone. And then I realize if I do that, I got to make another trip to the phone store. So
you're paying for the phone. Yeah. I mean,
well, no, she pays for it. I ain't paying for her phone. You're crazy.
Okay. If you break the phone, you're going to be paying for the phone.
Well, if I break it, yeah.
Okay. Oh, she's the one. You're the one. You want to throw the screen.
Yeah, I want to throw this bitch. I don't like it.
All right. Well, then you'd have to pay for it.
Jason, you want to hear how the Apex thing?
Yeah.
You know, the trailers you put together? You want to, just small trailers you put together?
Oh, that thing was, effing epic. Look, I'm not drunk yet, JD. Normally I would just say fuck. But that run turned out great. I was a little nervous at first, but like right at game time, the whole road just lined with Jeeps, and it was amazing. It was a blast. It would have been better if we would have had more snowfall, but we didn't, but we made the best of it. We did get to snow, and it was amazing. It was an epic time. It was so much fun. And then there's another company out there, and I don't want to say their name, but they stole our idea.
Another company? Oh, as far as doing trail runs?
No,
the name and everything.
They stole the sticker. They stole the name, and it's their adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. But hey, that's cool. I mean, I wish I was that smart. I would have let somebody else do all the work first, and then I would have stole their shit. That would have been awesome.
Right.
But Apex was outstanding. All the other sponsors that were involved with it, amazing. I wish I had the list in front of me just to give them a shout out. But the prizes that they gave, it was amazing. Everybody that did the run, they all got something. They all went home with something really cool. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Everybody got shirts. If you sign up for the run, they give you a shirt. And this is like a free event. Like, you don't even pay for your shirt.
Yeah.
I advise them to charge a fee, because some people drop off. And they wanted to give personal names to the shirts. But because people were dropping off like at the end and stuff, we couldn't do that.
I even got a Jeep Her shirt. No. I wore it proudly that night. It was nice. White with pink lettering.
Yeah, did you crop it off too and cut the sleeves off?
I was amazed. I put it on and it fit me. It was almost like somebody put it in there for me. It perfect fit.
It was a large. Jason is a large.
I think you should be careful about how you say that, because the next thing you know, it's, oh, this dress just ended up on me. I don't know. It just fit.
No,
like, I mean, I know that you're retired now, but still, I don't know.
No, he's not even allowed to like hold purses, like on my purse, anything like that. Yeah.
And if he lets me, I'm going to embarrass the shit out of her.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But no, Apex Run was phenomenal once again. And if anybody is in the area of the next one, I think is in Texas. And the one after that was in Pennsylvania. So if you were curious how it went, it was phenomenal. Everybody was great. The whole thing just flowed smoothly. It was so much fun. And then you're not going to have as much fun as we did, because I ended up in a, what the fuck was that thing called? A cannibal.
Oh, hopped up.
So we went and we stayed in a place afterwards, and they had a, what they call a cannibal hot tub. So I don't recommend doing it, because it was a big freaking stew thing for human beings. And they were like burning pallets underneath it. Like my skin was falling off, but I got in there. Yeah, it was interesting. A lot of fun though.
What is this noise?
Oh, you're looking at
there. Yeah, it
you
is.
Found it.
That's it.
Same one.
That is it.
You're smart.
That is it. I was inside that thing, so it wasn't Lily, and it hurt. It really hurt.
Yeah, they have fire underneath, and they cooking you.
Yeah, the next morning I went up and took a look at it, and the water was actually boiling.
Yeah.
Is that the place we stayed
in? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we stayed in that one.
He got it. Nope. I think the only one in the world, because he found it.
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
I mean, all I did was search for cannibal hot tubs, so.
That's the one.
That tub is cool. It's not that bad.
And I guess it's because they are cooking you. That's probably why they call it a cannibal hot tub.
Yeah.
I will tell you, there are large rocks at the bottom of that pot that you're sitting in. And like an idiot, I wanted to know what was under the rocks. And I will tell you, my feet hurt for a while after I put my feet on the bottom.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
You know, that was the only thing probably between you and the fire underneath.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, there was. There was actually that. Maker's Mark. Tito's. What else? What's that other shit? The cinnamon stuff.
What?
Fireball.
Fireball. There it is. Yeah. There's a keg over there. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a good time. I think that's the only thing that saved me was those things, because...
Yeah. I mean, it is one theory and way to get through. I can't... Mm-mm. It's... I can barely walk around on my feet as they are. I couldn't imagine like just roasting them on basically in a hot pot. Like I've been to that restaurant.
You been there?
I've been to the restaurant where they have rocks in the bottom of the pot and then you cook it. So that's.
Oh, yeah. It's that place. It was.
Where we stay?
Yeah. What was it? Romanian? Bulgarian?
No.
Scandinavian? I don't know what it was. It was something avian. But the food was amazing.
It was paradise something.
Yeah, but you better have a lot of time if you go to that restaurant, because I think it took us like 3 hours to get our food. But yeah, but it was a blast. What's that? So we ended up with, so the sign up was for 20. That didn't include sponsored rigs. What I mean by sponsored rigs are like the rigs that were involved with, say, so for example, Yukon Gear and Axel, they were part of the contributors of the run. So they had, I think, two rigs there. So that didn't count against the 20.
You and me.
Me, Lily, our rigs didn't count. Chrissy's Apex rig didn't count against the number. And so we were probably close to 24 to 25 rigs there. And it ranged. It ranged from 35-inch tires all the way up to...
42s.
No, 43s.
Really? Who have 43s?
Steven Redding did.
Oh.
Which we put Steven out in front. That way he could plow through the snow if we needed to. Fortunately, we didn't need it, but still, it was a blast. It was a lot of fun. So yeah, there was about 24 rigs there in total, and just phenomenal. So I think Texas is going to be just amazing, and Pennsylvania, I'm kind of iffy on that one. I don't know who's going to show up to that one. So I would love to see a lot of people sign up for that one. I mean, that's my home state. I'll never go back there, but yeah.
You might
go.
You're close enough, Ryan. Take the road trip.
I don't know why I can't hear him. Why can't I hear him, JD?
I don't know. He is a little, you're a little hollow, though. Are you on earphones?
I did.
You guys, can you hear him?
There you go. Yeah.
Hang on. Oh, that's phenomenal right there.
That's phenomenal.
Are you like holding it to your face now?
Oh, now. Now we can hear you fine.
Man, like, we can hear you great now.
Where the fuck
is that better? I may have taken out the wrong one. Is that worse?
Yeah, now we're going to miss that because you say it.
I keep saying phenomenal. I don't know where I picked
you
that up.
You change it.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Do.
Phenomenal.
I can't even spell it.
Spell checker has ruined me really badly, especially these days where like you can just tab and correct it for you. It's terrible.
Yeah, Grammarly is the greatest blessing that was ever created.
Yeah, I've also spent a lot of time with ChatGPT in the last year, so
yeah. That thing's
getting dumber every time I use it.
Oh, I am too.
You ever got drunk and talked to it? It's amazing.
No, but I feel like we just came up with a new like series for Patreon followers or something. It's just Jason talking to a GPT.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like this idea. You know what? We should. You know what? I gotta write that down.
Make money out of him.
Yeah. No. No. I'm
gonna help get the Apex down here to do a run at Windrock or something.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk to him and see. I know that this is the. So anybody who's following this or knows about it, this is the first year, actually the first ever, the Apex chassis has ever done this, and they want to grow it. So next year I would expect that there's probably going to be a lot more of these runs. And
very cool.
Yeah. The owner of Apex Chassis is just phenomenal. That dude is just the greatest person ever. I had so much fun with him. I was a little worried about it because he chose to ride with me all day, which it's 50-50.
Obviously no judge of character. Yeah.
It's 50-50 whether you enjoy riding with me or not. But we had a blast, and Chris is just, he's down to earth, super amazing guy, fun to talk to. Yeah, he's a blast.
Very cool.
That's awesome. All right. Well, yeah, we can hear you a lot better now, Ryan. That's awesome. Good.
Well, then, Jason, I was going to ask you about your birthday, but I'm pretty sure you don't remember much of that. I'll probably have to ask Lily. Well,
hang on. Let me see.
Okay, wait.
I'm actually going to make a reel about it so he can remember.
That's a dangerous game to play.
There's going to be two reels. One you show privately and one you show publicly.
Oh, no, I do remember that. No, we had a Nerf war in the house. Yeah. And there was like...
Jason, nothing but love, but there was like a 30-second delay of you thinking about your birthday.
No,
that was internet lag, man. I answered it right away.
Oh. This bitch. Wow.
No, they all come right together. I mean, so for real. January 4th was my youngest daughter's birthday, so we had a birthday party for her. February 4th. I missed a whole month. So February 4th is my youngest daughter's birthday. February 9th was my retirement ceremony. The next weekend was the Apex run. After that was my birthday. Now we're here. I don't remember much from the start of the month. Like, we had my daughter's birthday party. After that, it's just a blur. Yeah.
Okay.
It's been pretty wild. There's not been very much sleep.
That's what March is for.
Apex series run, right after the run, we got a lot of sleep. That was nice.
Is that 11 or 10?
10. But yeah, so that sums up my month. And probably, I don't know how many Jaeger bottles.
You already stole them, yeah. Yeah. But no, I will make a reel about it so you guys can see the fun.
No.
I post a little bit of it in Unicorn's Garage on the stories, but I will make a reel. It's going to be like decent.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, just post. Make sure you post. Don't
tag me.
don't tell Jason what you're gonna post.
Yeah, no.
And then you should record his reaction to him watching it for the first time.
No.
The public is asking for it, Jason.
No.
We can take it down later.
Well, there's a good chance they're gonna take it down for you. Don't worry about that.
Well, I mean, but you do. I mean, obviously, though, you know, you can take anything down off the internet. That once it's gone up there, you can easily take it down. It's easy.
Yeah. JD, I think you're gonna agree with this, but Lily at least weekly checks my account to make sure that I'm not flagged.
That doesn't really surprise me. Like.
So far, I'm good. I don't know what happened.
Do you not know how to check for yourself, or do they not tell you if you get flagged?
I didn't even know it was a thing. One time they told me I couldn't post anything for like 2 weeks or something, but I've been good after that. And then
okay.
I didn't even know how to look. Lily showed me, and I was like, no shit, look at that.
I didn't show you. I used to say, like, hey, go here, and go there. And I just wanted to see. I wasn't telling you what I was doing.
I feel like it's like traffic.
I should probably look that. It's up someday, yeah.
It's like a green check mark, and I figure the green check mark means good, right?
Yeah. Green means gold.
Sure. Let's go with that. Yeah.
Same color as a Jaeger bottle.
Yeah. Must be okay.
Yeah.
No, Jaeger.
People want to know how old are you.
Well, everybody wants to know how old I am. They can go fuck themselves.
32. We're running with it.
Yet somebody actually, I don't understand why people do this, but somebody actually messaged Lily because Lily said on my birthday, oh, he's 27. And somebody goes, private messaged her and was like, there's no way he's 27. Like, no, he's good, asshole. Jesus.
You're at least twice that.
If I can retire after 28 years in the military, there's no way I'm 27.
Right?
But, hey, I'm not very good at math, but
I figured out.
But no, I'm not going to tell you how old I am. Everybody can guess. If you get it right, Lily will, what will you do? Send him a sticker.
Yeah. How are you going to finish that sentence, Jason?
Lily will send him a sticker.
Okay.
Lily will do something.
Lily.
Awesome. All right. Well, cool. So what, you guys have anything else planned for March, or are you going to finally take some time off?
No.
So we're gonna try to take it a little bit slow.
We gotta make money.
So to add to my month of February, right after my birthday, I had to fly out, and I did some job interviews, and so we're kind of waiting on the news from that because I need to start a new career, and yeah, that will kind of determine everything of what the rest of this year looks like for us. But
is there a chance you're gonna move?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I won't move. The job that I applied for and got my fingers crossed, I hope it happens. It's a remote job. So
okay.
Working from here and life will be good. And what I know right now is we will definitely be a trail hero, but for the rest of the events for this year, I don't know. So yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm trying to make EJS happen right now. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, you're going to be in Las Vegas soon, so.
Yeah.
Make
some money.
Yeah, if I make some money, yeah, that's the thing, is if I make enough money in Vegas, then I don't have to worry about it. I'll definitely be at EJS. I don't have to worry about cash. I just, yeah. All right. Cool. I don't have, so you guys, you know, I got my Jeep back.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. So I actually had to take it back to the shop on Tuesday. We took it out for a shakedown run on Saturday. Got it nice and muddy. Something was making like a noise, some sort of a clunking noise underneath it. One of the relocation brackets for all that new steering stuff wasn't quite tight enough. So they tightened it up and now it's good to go. And all the lights went off.
Control arms.
What'd you say?
Well, everybody's diagnosing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, those are the easy fixes.
Like, yeah.
Tightening a bolt. Oh, that's not, you know, I forgot to tighten that or something. Those are the good fixes.
Yeah.
I'll take that all day long.
I didn't exhale after I dropped it off on Tuesday until Wednesday morning when he called me to tell me that they had found the problem.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. Because that's what we're taking to Vegas. Because nice. I want to take pictures out there. We want to go wheeling. And I can't do it if it's in the shop again. And the last time we went to Vegas and it was in the shop, we took the wife to Green River, Utah in Las Vegas. There is a mountain pass, essentially. Mm-hmm. And we were coming up that mountain pass at about 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night when a snowstorm came through. And it was just a nightmare. And I never wanted to do it again. So
yeah,
I was like, I want my Jeep. Time.
That pass is a nightmare every time the sun sets. Because if you hit that thing at dusk, you're done. Like, it's just horrible.
Yeah. Well, and then I was in a rear-wheel drive car. Yeah, and I wanted nothing to do with it. It was like it was like sitting behind the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon and just all the snow coming by and the lights, and it was absolutely terrible.
That would have been cool as shit.
No, it wasn't. It was not cool. It was not cool as shit.
Don't you turn all your lights on just to see what it really looks like?
You just gotta laugh it off. Yeah.
Oh, I did once we got to the hotel that night, and then I crashed real, real hard because it was a very stressful few hours.
Oh.
So
I talk a lot of shit, but there's been some moments where I was like, when I got to pavement, I was kissing it. I'm like, thank God.
Yeah.
You know, I had one deal. We were actually had an Acura TL at one point in time, and we were driving it out of Indiana, and it snowed the night before, and everybody's like, what are we going to do? And I'm like, well, we're going home. I'm just going to drive it home. Man, I got that thing out of town, and I swear I was gripping that steering wheel and putting new indentions on the backside of it. I couldn't keep that thing on the road. I was getting passed by trucks, and I'm like, what in God's name is going on? It was so tight. And I called my mechanic buddies. I was like, what is wrong with this thing? Is the power steering out? They're like, no, it would be loose. There was three other people in the car with me, and I didn't talk for an hour, just trying to get from one back road to the interstate. I hit the interstate, opened it up, it shot left on me, and I was like, nope, we're done. Come to find out, the guy that did my alignment on the car towed the front in, so it was like I was driving a dead trailer backwards.
Oh,
it's horrible. And on a dry road, you'd never know. It would just wear. But right. Once you put ice on that road, oh jeez, that was bad.
Yeah, I thought you lived in South Carolina.
Well, I mean, I do leave. They let me leave the state every now and then. So I have to get a special pass every time I want to leave. No, I'm just kidding.
I was stationed in South Carolina, and I remember it snowed one time.
Really?
Yeah, I went to work, and I could still see the grass. And guard at the gate was like yelling at me, going, what are you doing? The base is shut down. And I'm like,
it takes the weatherman threatening for it, and then we're done. It's all shut down.
In the morning, it's gone, and it's super sticky and hot and nasty, and all them goddamn mosquitoes come out. Yeah, you can keep that shit. and you got alligators and snakes and shit there. I just
couldn't even imagine living in that. Like, I've never lived in that kind of a climate where...
I can do without the humidity. I definitely could do without the humidity.
It's like fucking living in the Jurassic Park with them fucking elves.
It does get bad. Like to walk outside in my boxers and just live life in my boxers and just be okay with it. But I don't think the rest of the world wants to see that. So
fucking YOLO, send it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jason. I am having a really hard time taking you seriously when you say YOLO.
I'm trying to bring that acronym back. Nobody said it in a long time.
I think there's a reason why nobody said it in a long time.
I used to say when I was in high school.
Well, you know what? I love Jaeger, and I feel like I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing YOLO back. Let's go.
Let's bring Jaeger and YOLO.
Jesus Christ.
They both suck at fly, God damn it.
Nah.
No, they don't.
All right. And Ryan's from all over, too. He's in South Carolina now, but he's actually lived in Colorado too, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Gunnison, Colorado.
That's right.
So I lived there for several years in high school and college until they kicked me out. But yeah, Moab, all over the southwest of Colorado. And yeah, so wheeled all that. And then, of course, out here, when I was able to wheel Teleco before that got shut down. And then, of course, we go to Windrock a lot. That's kind of our main trailer place, but that's still a 4-hour drive, so that's a weekend trip still.
Nice. If anybody's wondering, that is those are beads that Ryan has in front of the camera right now.
I was wondering.
Well, know what, JD, I thought you were going to say the other thing. I thought you were going to be like,
"You mean these right here? Is this what we're going to?" No, they are ice cubes.
They are wondering.
I mean,
actually, they're making assumptions.
I mean, I know I've just met Jason, but I'll never forget it. Never mind. I don't want to ask you. My bad. I'll just
this,
put them
this is, yeah, and here we are. This is why we have live shows.
Those are those, JD, those are those cool beads. No pun intended.
Those are the, you put these in the freezer. Wow. All right. Well, that didn't take too long. How?
Shrink?
It's for insulation.
Well, I mean,
you heat it up to expand it, cold to shrink it. Never mind, forget it. Never mind.
Ooh, yeah, I really don't want to think about that too hard. I don't.
How do you know about hemorrhoids?
What?
How do you know?
Because I'm fucking old. That's why.
I mean, yeah, I hate to tell you these are the kind of things you become aware of as you age.
Yeah, that's how we know things.
At some point, they stop becoming funny commercials that you see on television. They start becoming relevant ads.
Hey, we can go back through the fucking comments here, and somebody did the math. They were like, well, if you join the military at this age, you did 28, and boom, you're this age. And hey, you know what? Mojave Ghost, Jason, you were pretty close, but you were still wrong.
Those Chicagoans will do the math, though. I know it. Pretty sure Mojave Ghost is a Chicagoan.
No, nope. He's a Florida babe.
Florida?
Really?
Florida.
Oh, who's there's a different, there's another guy with a Mojave name in his Instagram who's from Chicago.
Arctic Mojave.
Arctic Mojave, that's it. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to, I apologize. It's nothing against Florida. I couldn't deal with it.
I have all the Instagram handles memorized. I know where they're all at.
Oh, he wrote it there. I could have read it myself. I apologize. Yeah.
Mojave Ghost is actually on a ship right now.
Yeah, why are you not working, Mojave Ghost? What are you doing here?
Well, no, I'm sorry. He's actually from Kentucky, but he lives in Florida.
Where from Kentucky? Do you know? Can he say it there? Can he, does he want to tell us? My dad was born in Sturgis, Kentucky, and he actually died in Paducah, Kentucky. So I've spent a decent amount of time there.
Jason's being a smartass right now. He's like, yeah, it's floating. Because he knows I was on submarines. So Hopkinsville.
Okay, I know where Hopkinsville is. Yeah.
JK, right. Real funny.
How you doing, man?
Dude, I was joking. I don't know where everybody lives at. Now everybody's saying, where am I at?
I think you should, yeah.
I'm working on it. I'm going to try to memorize everybody's stuff.
Jason, I think you should just give out your address and let us all figure it out.
Jason, yeah.
What?
I think you should just give out your address.
Yeah, Jason, tell the world what they want to know.
Things people can search that.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Oh, I got us a P.O. box, man. Trust me. I know. I didn't want people just finding my address for some shit. Like, I like all y'all, but you don't need to know where I live.
Yeah, well, we've lost track of how many Jeeps. If like we're out front, they will drive past us. We live on a cul-de-sac, but there will be, like I said, I lost count how many times I've just been outside and I'll just watch a random Jeep drive by and just drive around the cul-de-sac and then leave. And I'm like, it's really awkward to see so many Jeeps drive down our cul-de-sac and then leave.
Yeah.
Now,
why are they leaving?
My Jeep is in the garage. Lily's is out front. So it's like everybody knows who it is.
They're just seeing if somebody's home. All right.
Somebody's always home.
Yeah, okay. What you need to do is put lilies in the garage, put yours outside, and they'll stop driving by.
Just so people know, there is always somebody home here.
It's Maverick.
And if you try to come in, I have plenty of these empty bottles, and trust me, when I throw them, they don't break. I try.
Even crickets.
Wow.
Like, I always be sick watching you pour that.
What?
I know. I can't. I had another screen up, and I heard him pouring it, and I couldn't even. How did those flavors go to? Oh, don't answer that question. No, just don't answer.
If you ever seen one of the reels that he has from, I think it was Trail Hero last year, he makes somebody try it. They had never tried it before, and he said it was delicious.
No, he didn't say delicious.
What did he say?
So if Jeff Perkins, are you on here?
No, he's not. Because
he messaged us today and said, hey, you know what I'm doing today? We're waiting for you and Lily to go live and be drunk so we can fuck with you. Well, if Jeff is on here, Jeff is from California. So, and he did nobody in California any justice when he took a drink of my drink and said, oh, that is delightful. Who the fuck said that?
He took a drink of Jaeger and Monster and said, ooh, isn't that delightful?
It wasn't even Jaeger and Monster. It was Jaeger and Monster that was warm.
It was warm.
And he still said delightful. I mean, I think it's delicious. Delightful? I wouldn't call it delightful.
It's not that bad. You know, for someone that didn't really spend her 20s drinking, and I just started drinking when I was 30. Can't say it. Translate.
She just started drinking.
It doesn't bother me. Like, actually, like, Jaeger's not as strong for me as other drinks has, you know, tequila and stuff. So.
It's because she didn't drink enough.
Mm. She didn't drink enough.
Beer. No. No, I don't know. I like Jaeger because it makes me feel young. So everybody, like, I'll tell you guys and everybody else who's watching, same thing that I tell everybody else when they're like, I drank Jaeger when I was in high school, or I drank Jaeger when I was in college. And I'm like, yeah, well, have fun fucking being old. I'm going to keep drinking it. You drink your other shit. Like, you. I drink bourbon now. What does that mean? Does that mean that you're old? I don't know.
Yes,
I drink
it. That is exactly what you do when you're old. And you're,
by the way, guys, vomiting up licorice. Nobody gets
offended. That's not a fucking joke. That's not a joke. That's reality.
I got to be able to. I just opened this beer. I got to be able to finish it. Don't get us.
As long as it's not a fucking seltzer, you're good.
I'm the wrong guy.
No, I did that last week when you weren't here. Okay. I was telling these guys, I went to, there's a liquor store near us, and they had Sunny D seltzer. And I was like, oh, I got to try it. It actually wasn't terrible. Well, I take that back. The first one was terrible. The second, third, and fourth one were great.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. So
Sunny D.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. And I think I got it to just satisfy the you know, the 12-year-old in me. It was just like, oh, I wonder what that tastes like with alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, let's just talk about what I made Lily. So in this thing right here, and by the way, whoever told me, like, oh, look at you and your Stanley cups. No, this is a Yeti. I'm not that cheap. Sorry, that was a comment. I love all these comments from the trolls. But anyway, that is limeade with, I don't know how to say it, blue. Somebody else help me out here. Blue
Caracal?
Yeah, that one. I always want to say Sirocco. I don't know why. But there's that in there. There is light rum, not dark, light rum. And what else did I fucking put in that? Oh, 7-Up. And that shit tastes like I just came from Hawaii.
It's really good.
So we had, last night, we recorded, and that episode will be up soon, was an interview with Erica from Slow Burn Off-Road. And she is a mixologist. And so she wants to come in for, she wants to come in for a Friday night show, and I'm sure she'll want to do it to bring in. What? She's a mixologist. She's a bartender. She's a licensed bartender.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's what,
no,
that's what Bart- another word that started with an M. Stop. Never mind. Forget it.
Be nice. She was our guest. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, that's what these days, you know, daycare people, they're assistant parents.
Fair enough. Well, yeah. There's a difference. And so being a person who has there is a difference between a mixologist and a bartender. A bartender is a person that can just, you know, pour beers and pour shots and all that kind of stuff. There is an art to mixing drinks. So if you're a licensed mixologist, I will give you credit in that arena. It is not the Jaeger and Monster in a cup.
What are you talking about? JD, do you really think that I do not have a mixologist that lives in my house?
Jeff is here.
Just so you know, JD.
I don't know. Do I? Do you? I don't know.
One of my roommates is a mixologist.
Yeah?
I call him Jesus.
Jesus.
Now, his name is Johnny, but I swear to God, he looks like Jesus. And we spend our evenings making new drinks all the time.
Well, one of my tropical ones is always phenomenal. Midori.
Hey. Yes, that's what my roommate looks like, JD. Yes, that's what Johnny looks like. And hey, Jeff Perkins just joined the chat, and he said, Jaeger and Monster in a cup has been proven to be phenomenal. That's right. Thank you for not saying, what the fuck did he say? Delightful.
Delightful. That's a Charleston term. Delightful.
We miss you, Jeff.
The same people who say delightful call it a graduation, right?
Yes.
No. It's a retirement, not a graduation.
Hey, now I know he's been drinking because now I can tell he's not catching it.
He's not catching it.
Yeah. I'm good with that, though.
No, he's not drunk yet.
No, I'm not there yet.
Aw. Oh, boy.
This is the type of podcast that I like right here.
I know.
So here's another one for you, Jason. Midori, pineapple juice, and vodka.
You want me to drink vodka? What?
No, Midori, pineapple juice, and vodka.
I would try that. Me and Lily finished the vodka.
Yeah, we don't have any more vodka. And the fireball, too, is gone.
No, it's not. I proved the other day. I thought it was done, but that fucking keg is still alive.
Jesus.
It will.
How is that keg still alive? I feel like we collectively started that keg as a group like 2 months ago.
It just never ends. I will try it again if you want. Here, let's just check.
Lily, no. Can you grab it? No.
Yeah. Hang on a second. We got it. It's a lot lighter now. But hey, here's the keg. Let's give it a shot. Let's see. Hey, who wants to bet there's more in here?
Well, make guys your bets.
Okay,
I'll bet there's more in there.
Yeah,
you know there's no consequences for me betting it. Like there's none.
Hold on, let me check.
This is what's awesome. This is what's awesome about Fireball. They actually put a fucking handle on the bottom so you can hang on to it.
Are you sure your Jesus didn't change water into Fireball?
He might have. He might.
That's pretty cool. With the drinks.
It's good.
Boy, it's fireball. Good.
So people were
so much
saying,
Fireball.
I can't believe you forgot Fireball name.
Fireball's name?
Yeah.
It's Fireball Friday, baby. Come on.
I'm really surprised.
Normally I use it as my camera stand. That's why I forgot it. It wasn't right there.
I'm really kind of surprised we haven't had somebody hate in the comments that Fireball isn't real whiskey. Because I've heard that, like, I don't really give a shit, but I've heard that before. People complain about it. Like, it's yeah.
JD, they can complain all they want. I agree with them. It's not.
I mean, but it isn't. But yeah. Oh, yeah. No. It's rubbing alcohol with cinnamon.
So I will tell you right now, if you live in the Pac Northwest or anywhere else it's cold, like JD, especially for you in the wintertime, I will talk about Stanley, but I'm going to talk about Stanley, the old school Stanley. The
green one.
I'm talking about the green one.
The coffee
the,
one.
The OG.
The OG. OG. Yeah, because I'm old. But, so the trick to the OG Stanley, and I learned this from my grandfather, so you know this shit's old as hell. Boil water, put it in your Stanley the night before. You let it sit overnight. Then you boil some apple cider, throw it in your Stanley. Well, not with the water. Dump the water, the boiling water out. Put the apple cider in. I like to do a 50-50 mix. So it's hot apple cider. And 50% of it is Fireball. Oh, my God. Most amazing thing. Keep you warm on the trails all fucking day long. Don't drink and drive. But when you're not driving, take a sip.
But take it to the trails.
Yeah.
So why do you have to put the boiling water at the beginning and dump it?
Because insulated thermoses.
Yeah.
If you throw hot stuff into them when they're cold, it takes a while for the insulated insulated thermos. It takes a while for that to heat up, and it takes away the heat.
Oh, so I see.
There's just a layer of air in between there. It's the same reason they tell you to deep freeze your roto molded coolers, like the Yeti coolers. You're supposed to put those in the deep freezer overnight if you can, or put a few bags of ice in them overnight to help get that air gap nice and cold before you put all your actual stuff in.
Yeah, exactly.
So Jason, do you have an old Stanley still?
Yeah.
Nice. Please don't break it. Now you can't find
it. I'll go get it.
No, you don't know where it is. Yeah, I don't. We'll never see Jason again.
I don't believe you. No.
I know how that goes. I have to try very hard not to try to do new things while we're doing the show, because I know you will never see me again.
It's costing all this money.
Targeting women now.
Because my Stanley's so old it doesn't have a handle. Like, they're targeting influencers.
Don't spend that much.
It's like bags, right? Like, what do you call those things? Purses. Yeah. You can get a fucking purse at Walmart, but if you go somewhere else and it's called Coach, it's like 100 times more expensive. It's like the same fucking thing.
I only collect shoes.
I don't understand that. Like, just go to Walmart and get the thing that holds all your shit. You're good to go.
It's Captain like, Applejack Brady.
Stop getting gift cards.
No, that's not the same thing. It's not the same thing at all.
Well, someone's trying to tell you to stop getting Jeep parts.
A Jeep is purposeful, and you purposely build it a certain way to do certain things. A purse, you just put shit in it and you carry it around.
Okay, let me think about something your Jeep has that is worthless.
Okay, listen, I can go to fucking Walmart, get a goddamn plastic bag, and carry the same shit that you carry in your purse.
No, I can't carry anything in my purse.
And in Washington State, that should cost me 8 cents. In most states, it's free.
The argument still exists that you can do a lot of the trails that you do on smaller tires and...
No, you can't.
I'm not smaller tires.
You got to do them as big as you can go.
Yeah, bigger is better.
Bigger is better.
I agree.
And then Jason can tell you why I actually drive Jeeps. It's not so much because, I mean, I do love them, but it's not that the main reason.
Yeah, she...
It's because she hates Toyotas.
No, the main reason she drives Jeeps is that way she can follow me and look at my Jeep's ass.
No. When I was driving in the neighborhood.
Well, here's the deal. I'm just glad. I'm glad my wife's not out here having that conversation with me, because I will lose every single time.
Damn.
Lily just reminded me. The other day, we were driving home. We were in her Gladiator, and I was in the passenger seat, and it was scary. Actually, no, you just picked me up from the airport from my job interview. And pulling into our complex, she hit, there was only two curbs, but she hit three of them. And I still don't know how she did it. And I'm just like, what the hell? How did
that? Just she's doing that? Geometry that you can't even understand, Jason. That's how good she was.
But the problem is, JD is like, do you know if you, so we live in a gated community, so you have to like type in the code. She parked so far away from the fucking computer, she had to get out of the Gladiator.
You can't afford to do that, hon. You're not, I don't feel like your arms are long enough.
But yet she still hit the curb. I'm like, you parked way the fuck over here to the point where you had to get out to type in the code, but you still hit the curb. How's that?
She runs 37s or 40s. What are you running?
42s.
Man, I got a
3500. She can hit any curb she wants to, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
42 inch tire. Run that bastard over.
That's, you know what's funny?
42 inch tire. Because she can
you say that. you say that, and it's going to be that one time that you hit a curb with a 42-inch tire, and it does more damage than any trail you've been on in the last 12 months.
Yeah, nope, not going to happen.
No, the other day, my tires had something red on, and Jason looks at me, and he's like, what did you hit? And I just look at him, and he's like, something red? I was like, yeah.
Like a squirrel?
That is the thing.
Like a fire rider?
To find out if we're going to get a hit on our insurance or what. But, yeah. No, and we have like an electrical box out front in our driveway, like off the side of it. And there's a big fucking rubber mark down the side of it.
It wasn't me.
You're so fucking lying.
You're so fucking the side of it.
Dude, so she says it wasn't me, but yet the tire mark goes to the top of the actual electrical box, which means.
Yeah, don't drive on that.
You know what?
Don't drive on that.
Our roommate with a Toyota Corolla, his tire is this big. Like, I'm like, Lily, you're blaming it on somebody with a tire this big, and it goes all the way to the top of the electrical box. I'm like, yeah, you hit the fucking thing.
Yeah. Well, he actually has some marks on his car too, and they blaming it on me, but it wasn't me.
I did check that, and there's no way possible it was her. Her tire. Okay.
But you did measure. You did just do a little bit of a ruler, right?
I don't have to. The Toyota Corolla versus a 42-inch tire. 42-inch tire is way above the hood.
Yeah, that so is getting into monster truck like comparisons. Yeah.
Yeah, if she would have hit that Corolla, no. Yeah, it would have been up on the hood.
The question is, did you go over top of it like you didn't know it was there, or did you skirt down the side of it?
Actually, I like to put the Corolla in between us, even if I'm in my Dodge Ram 3500, because it's like when you drive up to our house,
open the door above the roof.
You see a 3500 and you see a Gladiator on 42s, and you have to drive by before you even see the Corolla.
Yeah, it's all about keeping it nice out.
We don't want anybody to know that a Toyota lives here.
Well, it would be very very bad for Lily's brand. I will say that.
Yeah. You know what else will happen? Now that I said all the Jeeps go by, now all the fucking Toyotas are going to drive by.
Victor and James. Right. Yeah.
Did you say Victor and James?
Yeah, Victor and James.
Oh, why did you? Victor joined, then you said James.
Because James joined first.
Oh, I see. Yeah, we got two. Yeah,
we got Chuck.
Hi, guys.
Garage and Victor.
I'll tell you this:
people you want to have in your podcast.
We had a very easy weekend last weekend. We went literally on a chilling on a dirt road tour.
That sounds like a country song.
It was fun. it was. So I did find out that my shocks are all shot. All my coilovers are done.
That
was the damn roughest ride I've ever had in my life.
I mean, better to find out there than when you need it.
Yeah. Well, the bad thing is, Jason? I got home and I checked all the nitrogen on them, and every single one, when I pulled the nitrogen plug out, it came both.
Oh, really?
What are y'all laughing at?
He's laughing at me because he said something and I took a swig of beer at the same time. So he's laughing at me. Don't mind me.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
Oh.
Well, you got me checking my hair, checking back here. Like, what did I do? Like,
no, yeah. it's more often than not. He's probably laughing at me. All right.
No, Ryan.
So I got home. The guy was like, well, that was crap. So I went and pulled the nitrogen on all the shocks. And just nothing but oil came out of the nitrogen nozzle. Ooh. So figuring that's not a good thing. So Sunday we're going to pull off all the shocks and pull all the coilovers off and head to Atlanta with them. Because there's not many people around here that fix coilovers. But they're all done.
What's the matter with your coilover again?
Do what?
What's the matter with the coilover again?
All the upper seals in it are done because the oil and nitrogen is mixing.
Take that shit apart and do it yourself, dude. You got it?
I've thought about that. And then when I called around and none of the big boy shops around here will do them, they all send them off, figured it's probably not a good idea if I do it because I will screw it up. And break it and throw it out in the street. And it will not be a good thing.
Do you have to send those out? You have to send those to Atlanta?
So the only folks that do it around here is Off-Road Warehouse in Atlanta. They have a guy that they brought out from Cali, because everybody in Cali fixes coilovers, but nobody on the East Coast fixes coilovers.
What? No, there's no way. There's got to be
ultra-core drivers out there. I've called too many people to say, oh, no, we send them off. We send them off. And they send them off to, I want to say, I don't remember the place they sent them off to in California. Not Keene, but there's another place.
Falcon?
No. It's not the name brand.
I don't know.
It's another place. But they all send them off, and I'm like, I just need them done in a week.
Yeah.
So, ORW in Atlanta, shout out to them. They're going to bust it out next week. So, we're going to pull them all off this weekend and get them back.
Have you looked at, I just had a dream about this the other night. It's weird.
You had a dream
about shocks?
Getting met?
Wow. All right. Well, no, Ryan's like, wow. I mean, you know.
I have VA appointments about this because I have dreams about weird shit. But,
forget it.
There is a company over on your side in the southeast. God damn it. The only reason, what comes to my head when I think about it is 14 bolt, because these dudes do 14 bolts front, rear, all the fucking time, and I love them. And they do tube chassis. They do all this crazy shit. Somebody on live, come on, help me out. It's the southeast.
So it's only Passenger Princesses in there, and I'll
call them and see if they do it.
Hey, Ryan, when I remember it, I will let you know.
Please do.
I'm sure these guys can put you right direction of somebody who
can
help you.
So there's a guy in Kentucky that does them, and I can't remember his name, but he travels all over the southeast a little bit in the summer, and he busts them out, and he's great. He's out of Kentucky. Atlanta's a little closer. So I'm going
to
do that.
I think Beatrice JKU is offering to do them for free for you.
Really?
No.
Shut your face, dude. You ain't going to do it.
He's not going to do it for free either. I don't want to get on the hook for it either. I don't want to.
Come on. JD said it was free. He's paying.
JD said, no, I ain't paying for shit.
No, DJ said.
I can edit this. I am the editor here.
The hell yeah.
There is a dude over in Tahoe, but he's an off-road wizard. He's ultra.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a place 20 minutes from me here that does it. Like, I literally have been seeing ads for them lately. That's all they do.
That's what I'm talking about. There's got to be a place over there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, he might. He's running into a problem that he. It might actually be a very unique problem for people that live in areas where there isn't as much wheeling. Cause if you get, you know, those expensive shocks, you might not put them to the same level of testing that you need to. So the vast majority of shops are just going to send them out for repair. Like they're sending out dry cleaning.
Nope. I'm going to find it. Ryan, I got you.
Beatrice said he just wants beer from you and he will do it.
Beatrice, I want some fucking Jaeger from you. You live in fucking goddamn Arizona, dude, or Nevada, or wherever you live.
He's definitely got to be a part of that whatever first meetup that we all get together and start going.
Yeah, so
Beatrice is awesome.
He's I'm going to butcher his last name, but Chris Way Gant, let's run with that, from Diddy's Big Block Race Shop. He travels around. He's from Kentucky. He travels around the southeast rebuilding coilovers.
Like, that's all he does is travel around rebuilding coilovers? That's awesome.
He's got that shop, and then he travels just randomly on weekends and rebuilds coilovers.
Does it on
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And he was down here at Gulch's in November, which – I should have pulled the trigger then and just gone, but I ran into an issue and I couldn't make it.
Why can't I remember? Right. This is killing me right now. I know the fucking East Coast.
Just text him later.
It's taken me how long to stump Jason? Here we go.
No, I know, dude. I feel this is awesome. That's 1 hour and 5 minutes, sir. Congratulations.
No, wait a minute. I will figure it out. I will remember. Because I actually want these dudes whenever I hit the lottery, because I keep investing in it, and my investments suck. Because
most investments in the lottery are indeed poor investments, sir.
No, I'm trying to go high. I like high risk, big return.
High risk, high reward.
Yeah. So far, it hasn't paid off. But
no,
someday it might. And if it does, I want this company to build me a tube chassis, JKU.
GB24?
No. Nope. But they're gonna they specialize in 14 bolts. So 14 bolt front, 14 bolt rear. They love 14 bolts. So if you're on the East Coast and you know these people, please let me know, because as soon as you say the name, I'm gonna remember it.
Just fucking Google it.
Listen, Lily.
Is the name of them not 14 bolt? I thought you said the name of them was 14 bolt.
I'm not shitting you. Me and Lily in Trail Hero with Concord Trails, we were staying right across from them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so the green Jeep.
Okay. I don't know color, but they had some fucking badass fucking rigs. They were old school.
Yeah, I can't remember the names. I remember their faces and their beards.
Damn. Yeah, they all had beards. They all had big ass epic beards, and they were epic, dude. They were epic as shit.
They look like Vikings.
Speaking of Jason, when are you going to grow your beard now? You're retired.
I shaved it for my interview.
He is growing.
It's coming back in. Trust me.
It's coming back.
You have a little bit of salt and pepper.
Who?
Salt and pepper.
I'm going to put an eye patch on now. She has no clue what we're talking about, JD.
I get it. All right, real quick.
Goddamn waterfalls.
Don't go chasing them, brah.
Yeah.
So real quick, while you were gone, we had two different topics for Friday night. And I wanted to add your guys's
wide open design. Wide open design.
Look at this bitch. See, here you go.
Hold up. Sorry. That was it. I'm sorry, JD. It was right here. It came in. Wide open design. Ryan, contact wide open design.
Hold on.
Ryan's looking right. Ryan's going to call them right now. They're not going to be open, Ryan.
I got to mute Jason.
Where are they? Oh, they're outside of Nashville. That's a long damn way. Atlanta's still close.
He says they're out of Nashville, Jason.
Well, you're clearly muted. East Coast. I give you that. Still the east, southeast. I give you that. But it's...
That was close enough.
It's close enough. It's still 6 hours.
Bitch.
6.5 hours. Oh, my God. Away.
Okay. It's closer.
It's close. Atlanta's 3. So.
You know, we should reach out to the guy from Ibis Off-Road. He probably knows somebody out that way that in Florida that knows something closer to you. Because there's got to be somebody in Florida. Yeah. All right. We'll put the question out there, Ryan. Somebody's got to know.
Shipping is cheaper.
Well, right
shipping
now,
shipping is cheaper.
It's ORW and the folks out of Charlotte.
ORW? Oh.
ORW is out of Atlanta, Off Road Warehouse.
Okay.
And then, can't remember the place.
Ironhide Jeep JLU says Carnage in Florida. Hey, with a K, Carnage. Okay.
I don't want to spend a week driving. How about that?
I mean, there's that. On the flip side, it's almost to the place where
California can get them done. If I'm going that,
I mean, honestly, at that point, there's enough shops where you could get it done like quickly that you could probably like you can come out this way, man. Like I said, there's a place 20 minutes from here. They're real nice.
Outlaw Off Road is the other one that's willing to do it in Charlotte.
Outlaw Off Road. All right.
If you got anything in South Carolina, let me know. Other than that, I'm driving to North Carolina or Atlanta. So, cheers.
What is the drive for you from there to Atlanta?
Three hours.
Oh, so, Lily, do you mean to be muted? Do you know you're muted?
What?
Jason was peeing, so I muted it.
He was. Oh, was he peeing like right there?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, their okay. backyard. We've all seen videos of their backyard. Their backyard is not deep.
It's not that deep.
I don't. It doesn't. I don't feel like that matters for Jason. I don't. No, I
not at all. The guy behind him's got a clear view over his over the wall into his backyard.
Yeah. Jason, do you pee in your yard?
Yeah.
Damn right.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have do you have the spot picked out where you're the most non-visible?
Three of them.
That's annoying. Yep,
there you go. Yep.
Their fence is high.
And I got a side yard and two backyards. So, spots. So, we're good.
Yeah. Not like I whip that shit out in front of anybody.
There's only Jesus.
Yeah. This is Colorado. I've got 8 feet between me and my neighbor's house on either side. I can't.
Mm-mm. How many feet? I mean, you can. You just got to be tactical and strategical about it.
The distance between houses here is on average between 8 and 14 feet.
Yeah, it's about the same as here. I don't give a shit, dude. If they're looking at me while I'm peeing, dude, they're perverts.
All right.
In Washington, everybody pees outside.
Yeah.
I don't.
I have an HOA. I can't pee outside here.
Well, so do we, but that's cool. Just don't get caught.
All right, there is no. I live next to the HOA president, and I don't need that bullshit.
I don't even know who our president is.
Yeah, luckily they haven't come over here and knock on our door.
I don't think our president would not let us know who she is.
I am definitely going to run for president next year.
And there goes the neighborhood.
Shit, I'm sure that they gave up on that when Jason moved into the neighborhood. All right, Jason, what's your I want to add your name to the bucket here. What your number one piece of recovery gear?
He likes the kinetic rope.
Okay.
God, did you see that video about the, was it a Bronco, the guy went through the windshield? I don't know, I just scrolling this evening and saw it.
The pickup truck, or
I don't know. It was a Bronco.
There's a pickup truck that makes the rounds every couple of years with a hitch ball that goes through the windshield.
That rope.
Yeah, no, this guy got one through the windshield. He was holding his neck.
Damn.
Towel on his neck. I'm like, y'all gotta be a little careful about that.
That was the kinetic rope? Rome
is not your lifesaver.
I don't think it was a kinetic rope. It was probably a failure somewhere else.
Oh, no, I guarantee it was in that pin. In the tailgate board.
You just said pin. There you go.
Yeah. That little AutoZone pin you buy does not save your life.
Yeah, no, and honestly, I think anybody with a decent level of recovery knowledge would tell you don't the hitch replacement, the hitch winch points, the hitch D-ring mounts, the receiver, the ones that you can just slide in there with a pin. Don't mount a recovery off of those things.
Those
just
are not toe points.
They're not toe points. They're not yank points. They're not places for kinetic ropes. Use proper mounting points for that kind of stuff. Don't use those pins. It's just a terrible idea. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, kinetic ropes are awesome. Oh, here we go. Mojave Ghost says the soft shackle broke. Oh, the soft shackle broke, and the rope came through the windshield. Shit.
Really? On that Bronco? Ouch.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, the picture showed it shattered the window, and he's there. I mean, you can see, like, he got it.
I need to see.
I want to know what rope that was.
That's crazy.
Better yet, soft shackle it is.
Oh yeah, that's a good. That's another good question.
Yeah, forget that. That Harbor Freight soft shackle didn't work out very well.
Shit. Well, and that's a good reminder too. Like, soft shackles, winch lines, all that kind of stuff. It's got a finite life. Like, you can only use it for so long. So
forever. So it's got a finite life. At the same time, you also got to look at your recovery points. Are they going to wear on your fucking soft shackles? Yeah. is your soft shackle actually rated for that?
Yeah.
Some people don't even realize it. They're just like, oh, I got a soft shackle. Oh, no, you have soft shackle for a fucking UTV. It's not the same thing. Because a lot of them look the same, and you can't tell.
Yeah, because there's no kind of like, dear all manufacturers of those things, come up with a rating system, put some sort of band on there so that we know, you know, what they're rated for in terms of, you know, weight. So that if we pick a soft shackle up, you know, we don't have to guess that it and hope that it's, you know, a 10,000 pound rated soft shackle.
JD, actually, a lot of the more reputable companies will put that rating on there. So if you don't have that rating readily available when you pick up a soft shackle, you should probably put it aside because you don't look.
Yeah.
All right. Because I feel like my Rhino ones should have that. I feel like they have them then. Maybe just not paying enough attention.
So Rhino does have them on there. They do.
Then I'm just not paying enough attention.
Yeah, they have them on there. I don't know how long they'll stay on there, just based on the material that they use to put them on there. But at the end of the day, I have used soft shackles that are absolutely horrible, and they don't have the ratings on them, which that should be a sign right away. If they don't have the rating on them, don't use them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But unless you're using a four-wheeler or a three-wheeler or something like that.
And look, but we're not tow truck people. We don't pull people out every day all the time.
Right.
So when you do go out and you do use your gear, inspect your gear when you're done with it.
Yeah, that's
if it's broken, don't just throw it back in the truck and be like, oh, I'll get it next time, even though that's what we all do.
Other thing, too, and I'm victim to this, too. Not a victim. I'm actually a violator of this. But if you take your soft shackle and you're going to, like, throw it through your winch point or your – I'm sorry, not your winch point, but God damn it, I drank too much Jaeger. Your recovery point, right? And you throw your soft shackle through it, and you're trying to twist it through it. You're probably screwing that up. Because you're going to have sharp ends on there. It's going to take away from your soft shackle. So you need to look at your recovery points that you're attaching your soft shackle to. They should have some type of rounded edge on them, so it's not cutting into them.
Good call. And that goes for the synthetic lines for winches, for winch lines. If you are a person, you know, I like to use the synthetic lines for a host of reasons. But I'm also a person that doesn't use my winch on a, you know, a weekly basis even. So I'm not putting a ton of stress on it when I'm pulling, coming in and out of the fair lead. If you're going to use, you know, if you're going to be doing a lot of recoveries, or if you think you're going to be doing a lot of recoveries, you're probably better off with a steel line and some rollers. It's one of those things to keep in mind of what you're doing with those things. And Jason, you are correct. Rhino has, it's sewn onto the label. So it's part of their label.
I don't know why I know that.
I don't know why you know that either, but I'm glad you did, because I have three of them and I've never even looked at it.
I do. Yeah. My thing is, like, we don't do this every day all the time. We're not using it for five recoveries a day. When you use your gear, come home and check it. Make sure it's all good. I mean, you know, when you do when you got to roll over your buddy or you got to self recover your. You know when you put hard tension on your stuff. Just go home and
Exactly. Were you
and clean your shit
and clean it?
What'd you say, Lynn?
Don't wind up that winch rope with like 3 inches of mud or dirt on it.
Yeah. What'd you say, Lily?
Are you gonna ask me what's my recovery gear favorites? I don't know what's the question, but yeah.
I haven't gotten there. You're Jason's been yapping, so.
You finished already.
What you got?
You gotta ask me.
What's your piece of recovery gear, Lily?
Jason said he already knows.
Lily just told you to shut up very nicely.
No.
I get that a lot.
When I say to shut up, I say to shut up.
Yeah, trust me. She definitely tells me to shut up a lot. But I'm her recovery gear.
No.
There it is.
Yes, but something that I always want to have inside my Jeep because I'm paranoid.
Is Jason?
No, I don't like to ride with Jason when he's passenger princess because he bitches a lot. But I prefer to follow him the trail. And I prefer when he's driving and me just, you know, being passenger, but not when I'm driving and he's passenger. But what I always want to have in there is the fire extinguisher.
The extinguisher.
Thank you.
I will translate. Extinguisher.
Do you guys run any of those sticks that I've been seeing?
Element.
Are they? What are they called?
Elements.
Do you guys run those things?
What things?
I don't have any. I know that I've talked to them before. I've watched videos on them, and I think they're really excellent safety gear because it's easy for everybody to use. It's readily available. It's easy to grab. It doesn't take up a lot of room. I mean, yeah, they're pretty phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
So Ryan, there's another
word again. Phenomenal.
Change it up.
Phenomenal. Ryan, there's another company. They're actually based out of Monument. Funny enough, and they make a similar version of that. That is a solid fire extinguisher, essentially, that is a ball. And you put it in your engine compartment.
You just kind of throw in there and it blows up. And
well, it for vehicles, they market it. You just leave it. Yeah, you see right there. You get two of them for extra protection, Jason.
Yep. Balls.
Make sure that's all on camera. Yep.
Never mind. Forget it.
But yeah, you could put the. You put the ball in the engine compartment and then it'll automatically go if you have a fire, which is kind of cool. But in the same breath, it's probably way too much, a bit of an overkill. I like the element sticks. Those are kind of nice.
Yeah, I've seen them. A lot of guys running them. I mean, of course, I run the old fire extinguishers and just got it Velcroed to the roll bar. But yeah, I've seen those sticks and they look compact. And heck, for what I have. I guess I'm curious the usage of them, how much they expend versus the fire extinguisher I got.
Element has a lot of great videos on how to use those and the capability of them, and they're pretty good. So the only thing that I don't like is you got to be pretty close.
Yeah. And that's the joy about a fire extinguisher. I can be 20 feet away from it and just lay it out there and.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about 20 feet, but
10. Okay. No, I'm drunk.
I'll go with 10.
Okay, 10.
Ironhide Jeep wants to know why a soft shackle over a traditional steel shackle.
Well, just think about a piece of rope hitting you in the forehead versus a piece of steel.
Yeah. I mean,
I ran the white trucks with a buddy of mine.
But at the same time, it's going to be a lot nicer. And better. You'll be able to have a better. It funeral with a soft shackle.
Yeah. Right.
There are different uses for both. Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead, Ryan.
With a buddy of mine out of Gunnison.
Ooh, we got a tow truck driver.
I've heard steel cables snap. And you want to talk about your life flash before your eyes, especially at night? No. Yeah, I mean, it's just the safety of kinetic ropes and nylon ropes is tenfold. And when you have, especially now that I have kids running around, I will never use a steel rope. I mean,
Ryan, the question was about the shackle.
Well, I mean, the same thing is about the shackle. I just won't use steel, period. Like, I'll use.
I think he's trying to. I see what you're trying to say is that you're looking at the potential, the deadlier of two potential materials.
If it fails, the damage that a steel shackle will have over a nylon one is tenfold.
Yeah, I agree. I'll give you my spin on it. So steel doesn't stretch. Soft shackle does stretch.
Yeah.
So the ratings on these things are very similar. In some instances, the actual soft shackle might be better. So when it's in a recovery position, that steel, it ain't going to stretch. It's going to break. The soft shackle will stretch and recoil, which will provide you a much better recovery situation. And at the same time, might give you a slingshot effect, which is even better. But no matter what, if it's an extreme situation, they're both going to break. And if they break, you would much rather have the soft shackle versus the steel. Because the steel is going to go everywhere, more than likely straight back at you. Which, if I mean, common sense says you want a piece of steel coming back at you, or you want a piece of rope coming back at you.
Right.
The rope probably isn't going to come back at you, because the way they're designed is when they break, they drop. Yeah. So that's how they work. And that's the big selling point and the big safety point of soft shackles, kinetic rope. Sorry, steel. Katie, help me. Synthetic steel. Rope versus steel on your winch is, it's much safer. And that's the direction you want to go. Are you screwed over if you have a steel winch line? No, you're not. Right. You just have to take a lot more safety precautions. Like, you know, even if you have a synthetic winch line, you still need to be away from it. Get away from it, because you still want to hit by it. But if you're in a steel winch line, you need to clear out the whole area. You don't know where that thing's going to go, more than likely.
And you need to be checking. You need to be checking those things on a regular basis. And it depends on what you're doing with it. If you're doing multiple recoveries per week, you probably want a steel line just for the amount of, you know, wear that you're going to put into it. Right. But you're going to take that extra level of precaution every single time that you go out, because you know that you're dealing with a deadlier weapon.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, my personal opinion on it is, the big selling point for these things is synthetic line, no matter if it's a soft shackle or actually your winch line, is safety. Okay?
Yeah.
Safe.
Yep.
It's still going to get you out of a bind. So go with the synthetic. Spend a little bit of extra. Go with the synthetic. It's safer.
Agreed.
All right. So what would be your one thing? I don't think you were here for that episode, were you, Jason? Or were you, Ryan? You weren't here for the recovery gear episode, were you? We talked trail etiquette when you were here.
I think in the comments, though, that week I said spare tire.
Ah, yeah.
Show up with a spare tire. Don't show up to a trailhead with your deleted spare tire, and you're like, oh, I don't
need one. He did say that, yeah.
Golly, that drives me nuts. Be like, oh, I put it this nice, which Moto builds a very nice spare tire delete kit. It's awesome. However, put that damn thing in the back of your Jeep and bring it with you if we're going on a trail ride. Please. That'd be greatly appreciated.
Ryan.
Brian.
What? Stop with that. It's Ryan. It's not Brian. Ryan.
What?
Hey, what lug pattern you got?
I'm at a 5 on 5.5.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to find somebody to go wheeling me with an 8 on 6.5, because I ain't bringing mine.
Guess what? You're riding out on a flat. You better have a bead lock.
Well, the first
you're riding that thing out by yourself. Good luck.
I love
you. Real quick, Lily. Hold on 1 second. What's your contingency plan, Jason?
Mine?
Yeah. Do you have a contingency plan if you?
We bring Victor.
I bring Victor for one.
Oh, and
they
have backup, Ryan.
He's an engineer, and two, I bring extra clothes so I can sleep there for the rest of the night. I mean, I'll
the next day. You already have extra clothes in the car because you with Lily.
No, I bring my extra tire with me. It's on my trailer. So
okay,
I know what I'm
doing. Oh, okay, yeah, that's acceptable.
If you're gonna be swinging on the trailhead, be like, that's fine.
On your trailer, yeah, you're right.
Yes,
I love that bastard at home.
Well, also, if we go wheeling here, the trails are like 1.5 hours, 1 hour 45 minutes. We don't bring the extra, the spare, because if something happens, it's easier just to drive back and get it. But if we're gonna go to a long trip, you know, like Utah,
I always bring it.
We only bring Jason's. So we only have one spare tire.
Yeah, it's...
But you have a spare. I get it. Okay.
No, we always have the emergency with us. Some people will probably say, oh, what if you're on the Rubicon Trail? Well, yeah, I left it on my trailer. Because I'm not doing the Rubicon by myself. And you know what? I'll stay out there. And my friends will go get my fucking tire. Or I'll take one of their spare tires. I'm not going to go by myself. it's all about planning your trip out. Does somebody in the group have your spare tire?
And
if that makes
sense, enough.
Not be mine, but you know what? If they have it, likelihood of two or three people.
This is true.
And
however,
also,
I brought my damn spare tire for me.
Yeah. The times we've been wheeling, I feel like other things break is more. Like, I never seen a tire, flat tire on the trail since I've been around here wheeling.
You're still young.
I did have a wheel broke in half, but not a tire.
I wasn't driving, I promise.
You were.
It was a shit fucking wheel.
So my
to be fair, I feel like your wheel shouldn't split in half no matter what kind of wheeling you do with it.
No, seriously, it was a shit wheel. I just bumped it and the fucking rim fell in half. And I'm like, oh, shit, my bad. Yeah, but hey, no, seriously, no. I really agree with the spare tire thing. I just don't know if everybody in a run doesn't need to have it. But there needs to be a plan.
Yeah,
so I agree.
Yeah, I think that's what Brian's probably getting at more often than not, especially because there's a lot of times when I would go to runs here in Colorado for the first time, and I would show up and there were people that were showing up for the first time that didn't have a spare with them. And I'm like, how, you didn't know anybody that was here. How did you know not to bring something for yourself?
Definitely be in that
vein. Just be prepared. So if you're going to go without a spare, make sure that you have somebody willing to loan you a spare and you need one.
Yes.
Well, and here's something you probably don't hear that often. Jason's speaking common sense. And most of the time, common sense doesn't exist in the real world.
Yeah, hang on, Ryan. I think we might need that as a sound bite. Go ahead.
Okay.
Say it again.
No, that's all you get. You only get it once, buddy. You only get it once.
Okay, that's right. I'm coming back for it later.
Say one more. The whole sentence.
One more time. Hold on,
Can you record it, Jamie, so I can use
it? I got you, Lily. Yep. I made a marker for it. I'll come back for it after the show.
Thank you.
Well, because I'm gonna save that
into this thing. He actually speaks common sense through the rational process.
I'm gonna save that too. Yes, that's gonna be. I'm gonna use those as sound bites for specific parts of the show. That's fantastic.
Ryan is my best friend now.
Ryan knew how to make his splash here, man. He just started kissing all the hosts' ass. That's how it works.
After I get off there, I'm going to tell my wife, you should see these idiots, man. They don't know how to. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we know. Yeah. No, trust me. You could say that shit to our face, Ryan. We wouldn't.
I missed it.
Oh, give it a time.
Send it. What are you going to say?
Somebody asked, what would you do if you don't have a trailer?
You're fucked. No, I'm just kidding.
If you don't have a
AAA?
No. So if you don't have a trailer and you're out there on these trails, then you need to drive. You need to drive in a manner which is going to get you home.
Yeah.
Or just bring your spare with you.
Bring your spare with you. There you go, Lily. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, what do all the stickers say? Remember, dipshit, you got to drive this thing home.
There it is. Yep.
Yeah. Like,
I really need one of those.
That's a big thing right there. It's like,
so for years, I drove a TJ with 33s, 44 rear, 456 gears, and everybody gave me shit for trailer in that little punk everywhere we went. But, I mean, I wheeled the shit out of that thing. Two, I beat the crap out of it. And I always told people, I was like, I never had to worry about getting it back from Moab to Gunnison. I never had to worry about, getting it from North Carolina to South Carolina. All I got to do, get it from wherever it's stuck to the trailhead.
Right.
And then I'm good.
There you go. That's kind of where I'm at. I try to make sure that I got enough to get me back to the trailhead and cell phone service.
Your nuts are always bigger when a trailer rig.
You're damn fucking right. Sorry. Yes.
Sorry. I want to participate in this.
What's JD's, that movie, Major League?
Lily's like, participating in this. That's fantastic. All right.
Is this Major League where he's like, what's that?
You guys, a fun fact about Jason, loves peanut butter and Reese's, but he won't eat peanuts.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. I why did we go to Reese's and Peanuts when we were talking about this?
Because we were talking about nuts.
But I know you have dogs, and I don't.
Dogs?
Oh, my God. Like, this is totally taking... I mean, this train has derailed. 30 seconds.
I love this podcast. Nobody's listening
this is why we went to the live shows for this stuff, so that we can stay insane on that and be normal on the interviews.
We go from trailering to dogs, peanut butter, and nuts. Like,
look, we started on beads, Ryan. Come on.
Ask Jason why he didn't like to eat nuts. He eats peanut butter.
I'll just tell you. You don't have to ask me. I just don't like nuts in my mouth.
That's not what she said. All right. All right. On that note, we should get the hell out of here. We've gotten out of the... All right.
You missed me, didn't you?
I did. I wasn't going to have a show, and then you're like, oh, we're going to be here. I'm like, all right, then we're going to show up. I'm here for it. Hell yeah. Awesome.
Hey, we're going to contact Shocker Racer Garage because I want him on the show. Because he drives on top of cars.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. Yeah, come on, man. Come on now.
Come on up.
Plug. Fine. Cool, yeah. So just as a matter of programming for anybody who's still listening, we are not going to be on next week. We'll be back the following week. And then, So we're going to be off for a couple weeks for off the live stuff. I'm going to be in Vegas. And then, but there will be a couple episodes that come out.
Nice.
Hey, JD.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know, right to the left side of your head, all it says is ass.
I'm okay with it.
No, it says sexy ass.
You know what? I'm okay with it. Just another ass. Another ass. I really should have framed this one before I got on the air tonight and realized what the hell I was saying. All right. Because it's been like that for the whole show, Jason. Thanks a lot.
I want to let you know right at the end, because I thought it was the entire show.
Man. Oh, really? You noticed it?
No, I noticed it right from the start. It was
awesome. Fuck you very much, then. All right. Thank you.
I'm not going to lie.
I just want to let you guys know, both you and Ryan, that the entire show, JD, you had ass next to your head, and Ryan, you had DP next to yours.
What about you, Jason? What do you have?
Pine trees.
You have a pissing station next to your head.
You want to see my silicone? Never mind.
No, we don't. No, we. All right, we're done here. All right. Thank you, guys. All right, final shots with Jason. Yeah,
hey, final shot with Jason. I've been saving this damn thing for 3 weeks.
Fucking shots. Hey, what's everyone going to do? The little one or the big one?
I'm going to make you do the big one. I haven't seen you.
Yeah,
you got to catch it.
Lily kept the little one.
What the fuck are you picking it up for?
All right.
You don't shake it? Shit. Oh, my goodness. Rookies.
What are we sharing
for? To Jason's graduation.
Woo!
JD, fuck you. It's a retirement. God damn it.
Because
it is a retirement. Thank you very much, Jason.
Longest month of the year this year.
Jesus Christ.
But and now you begin your month-long coma, so enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm going into hibernation. What are you doing that for? It was delicious.
I can feel through the camera. I can feel how that tasted. So
fucking delicious.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you guys next time. What?
Fantastic. Thank y'all.
Wait.
Do you like fucking candy corn from Halloween?
Candy corn.
Do I like fucking candy corn? No, but I do like candy corn.
See, I don't understand why you fucking bashing on Jaeger. If you eat candy corn, that's like some old people shit right now. That's like the nastiest
holy shit
ever. Come on now.
All right. Yeah. So real quick, Jason, while over the holidays, one of Jen's relatives sends out a ton of cookies, and apparently a big Italian thing is to send out cookies with anise in them, which is that licorice smell, that taste.
That's delicious.
It is not, especially after those cookies are 2 months old and you go, you're like, oh, I got a nice snickerdoodle here, and then you go to taste it and you're just like,
no, you just need to put it in a freezer, dude, and then splash it with some Monster and you're good.
All right. Yeah, that's what Lily just coughed. Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right.
It's cold outside.
Well, you should probably go in the house, son. We've kept you guys outside for almost an hour and 40 minutes.
That's all right. All right. All right.
Cool, guys. All right, guys. It was good to see you. Ryan, Lily, Jason.
We love everybody, even if you do drive a Toyota.
Yeah. We love everybody. Check us out, guys. Come see us at thetrailheadnetwork.com. Leave us a message at 7. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys next time at the Trailhead.
Hashtag let's go wheeling.
Let's go wheeling.
Yeah.